This is the True For Real Podcast. I'm Troy, and I'm your host. The foundation of communication and conclusions on this podcast is not based on intellect, philosophies, ideologies, personal perspectives, opinions, but Holy Scripture and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 3:16 declares all Scripture as by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for the correction, for instruction in righteousness. This is my first episode, and I want to talk real briefly about the foundation of this podcast, what it's all about, the purpose of it. Well, the purpose of it is to share truth. Truth based on the Scriptures, the Bible. If you don't believe in the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this might not be the podcast for you. But if that's you do believe in the Bible, this is the perfect podcast for you because it's just another platform where the truth is being exposed and shared. For those of you that don't know Christ that come across this podcast, I pray that something said through the Word of God that will convict you and draw you in. No man can come to Christ unless he's first drawn by him. But the whole foundation of this podcast is the truth. And what is truth? In the Greek, truth stands for reality. The opposite of reality is an illusion. I think it's in the Webster Dictionary, Merriam-Webster, whatever it is. Truth is the state of being true, the state of truth. God is truth. The Bible says that let God be true and every man be a liar. That means if any man speaks contrary to the truth of the Scripture, he's a liar. The Scripture said it's impossible for God to lie. It also says that his word cannot come back void, but it will accomplish that which is set out to accomplish. The good thing is we can put our trust, our hope, our confidence in God. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. I hope one day soon to have a panel of people, maybe just two or three people. I don't mind inviting other perspectives, other ideas, other religions, but the whole bottom line, after all those opinions are stated, after all those religions are exposed or expressed, the end result of this podcast is going to be the truth. Because once the truth comes, guess what? People's opinions don't matter. People's systems of beliefs don't matter. People's philosophies don't matter. People's intellectualism does not matter. The only thing that's going to hold any weight is the truth. And that's it. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to, let's see. Let's go to John, I think. John, nope, yeah. John 1:8. Now, let me start with this. Truth is a universal topic that we all seek to know and understand. Throughout the Bible, the importance of speaking the truth is routinely emphasized in keeping a pristine relationship with God, which is true. You can't even understand truth if you don't have a relationship with Christ. These Bible verses I'm about to read show the significance of the truth in biblical times and in our modern day lives. In other words, the same truth that applied to biblical times also applies to now. Okay? It's the same thing. 1 John 1:8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Okay? Every person on the face of the earth has sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's not one human that has never sinned. We all are guilty of sin. Okay? So let's just establish that right now. If you say you ain't never sinned, you a liar. And the truth is not in you. Okay? 1 John 3:18 says, dear children, let us not love with words of speech, but with actions in what? Truth. These are scriptures that describe truth or that support truth. Give me a second. It's a little chilly where I'm at. I'm recording this in my truck, and I cut off the engine so there could be some clarity, and it's a little chilly, so I'm gonna put on my hoodie to get some warmth. Okay? All right, let's go to 1 John 4:6. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. Now, this is disciples speaking. These are the followers of the apostles of Christ speaking. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. So when you get around people that speak truth, whether it be a pastor, an apostle, a prophet, or a prophetess, or an evangelist, or whoever, and you don't receive that truth, guess what? This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. If you don't listen to truth, guess what? You got the spirit of falsehood. If you reject the gospel, you got the spirit of falsehood in your life. I'm going to try my best not to preach. 1 Kings 17:24. Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." She recognized he's a man of God. Why? Because he spoke the truth. 1 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who can correctly handle the word of truth. Now, another translation says this. Study to show yourself approved, a workman not ashamed, where you can rightly divide the word of truth. That scripture is not just for the preacher. It's not just for the pastor. It's for anybody who's serving God. You must study the word of God to show yourself approved, a workman not ashamed, where you can rightly divide, rightly understand, rightly explain, preach or teach or share. Ephesians 6:14 says, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist." Now, the belt of truth is metaphorically describing the armor. And this belt, the belt is supposed to hold up what? It holds up your armor, gird you up. What that belt of truth is for. Exodus 20:16. "Ye shall not give false testimony against your neighbor." This is talking about the opposite of truth. You should allow your neighbor. James 1:18. Excuse me. "He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created." Our lives that demonstrate truth, we should be an example of truth. Let's go to John 1:14. "The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:17. "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." John 4:24. "God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." It's good. John 8:32. "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, the truth is Jesus. Truth is God. When you have relationship with truth, that truth will make you free. It will lift the curses. It will break the bonds of captivity off your life. John 14:6. Listen to this. Now we're going to find out. Well, let's confirm who is truth. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth." Jesus said, "I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He said, "I'm the way and the truth." Like I said, the scripture says this: "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding." We can trust in the Lord, y'all, because he can't lie. He's got to keep his word. He's got to obey his own word. He's got to be true to his own word. Why? Because he is truth. John 16:13. So we recognize God is truth. But John 16:13. "But when he, the spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." Listen, Jesus was walking this earth. He only spoke what the Father said. What the Father spoke, he spoke. He even told the disciples, I don't speak up teaching my own doctrine. This is the doctrine, which is the teaching of God. John 17:17. Sanctify them by the truth. Sanctify means to, I want to say separate, but no, that's not right. It's to set apart. Set them apart by the truth. Your word is truth. We are set apart from unbelievers. We're set apart from the world by truth, because we walk and live truth. Proverbs 12:22. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. God can't stand liars. He detests a liar. Psalms 25:5 says, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all the day long. One more. Psalms 119:160. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Let me just do one more. Psalms 145:18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. What is that truth? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He said he wished that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. Listen, if you don't know Christ, if you listen to this podcast, repent, be baptized, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you do know him, continue to serve him in truth and walk in the teaching of the apostles. Until the next podcast.